Tribute to Mom. I never knew you would leave so soon. Here today, gone today. I thought I would have more time. I thought things would get better. The day would come when the sun would shine brighter. Yet only darkness came. Mother's Day. I visited you, brief conversation, tension in the air. Life seemed to vanish without a care. I never understood why you wouldn't let me in. 3 years ago today, I knew you had chosen to leave long before that day. I missed you then, wondered where you had gone, asking myself what happened to the courageous spirit you are. It was the last time we spoke, brief hug. My heart was heavy as I drove away. I could only sense your pain. A couple of months later, you were gone, physically gone. 58 years old, I cried. First, only inside. Questions, endless questions. Why? The funeral came, I cried. On the outside this time. I couldn't speak a word, though I had so much to say. I only hoped that you were happier, because it escaped you most days. Now I come to your grave. Same questions, same regrets, speechless, with so much to say. You never answered my questions in any of my dreams. Most importantly, why? Why did you have to leave? Dreams turned into nightmares. For months, it was hard to sleep. Watching a restless soul, yours or mine, I do not know. Lately, I have sensed a window of peace. Perhaps your heart is at ease, or my questions have ceased. What does it feel like to live in eternity? As for me, I'm not ready. You taught me so much while you were here. I want to apply these lessons to my life, and I dream of brighter days still. Sleep now. Embrace your rest. Relish in comfort. Release your stress. 58 years of life, you couldn't find what you desire most. I only pray that now you have found the place you want to call home. And that's a tribute to Mom, my mother, on today, Mother's Day. I do want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And you are cherished. You are loved, especially on the days you don't feel like it. You're very important to all of us. This is an early episode. I do want to come on every Wednesday and share a podcast with you all, but Mother's Day being today on Sunday, I did want to put out something for my mom. My mom did pass away in 2018, almost 3 years ago. And there's three points that I jotted down that I want to address that's really bothered me even more since then. The first is Songs of Heaven. Growing up, I used to listen to a lot of songs, you know, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. And when my mom passed away, I just really didn't like these songs even more than I didn't like them when I was little, because I always thought it was like, well, we have a lot of problems here, you know, on earth, but it's okay because when we die, we're going to be in heaven. And that didn't make me feel any better. It still doesn't. And so I always stay away from those types of things where I'm looking for heaven as the answer. I always want to look at today while I'm here, while I'm alive and living. I'm going to do the best that I can with the circumstances, be thankful for today, and try my best to, gosh, I don't want to say fix the problems, but yes, fix what's going on, you know, what's going wrong down here on earth while we're living and breathing. Make it the best that we can make it. The second point the second out of 3 points, is God's plan. Oftentimes when people pass away, I hear so many people allude to or directly state, you know, this is God's plan, or we don't understand God's plan. And I always get angry, you know, at this response. Whether it's my mom, or I really heard it a lot when Kobe and Gianna Bryant passed away. And it just made me, you know, it just makes me angry, because I realize that God's plan for us is to be here while we're here on earth, living and breathing. God's plan for us is to have a good, long, prosperous life. And when things go wrong and a life is cut short, that doesn't make it a part of God's plan. That's just, and it just seems obvious to me that that's not a part of God's plan. But every time I hear, you know, someone passing away, this is usually part of the response, is, you know, we don't understand God's plan. We don't understand what God is doing. And what I want to submit is that God didn't have anything to do with, you know, someone passing away before their time, you know, while they're young. I mean, Kobe was in his 40s. Gianna was, I believe, 13 years old. Not to mention the other people, you know, on the trip with them in the helicopter. My mom was 58 years old, which is young. And our natural heart's desires is for us to live a long, peaceful, prosperous life, like I said. So, and that's God's desires, you know, God's desire for us. And so when that doesn't happen, when someone passes away when they're 7, 8 years old, when they're 18, 19 years old, that's not a part of God's plan. So what we have to do is we have to do the best that we can to make sure we keep our loved ones here as long as possible, right? What was it, like a couple of weeks ago, a young man, 19 years old, University of Kentucky, he was about to be drafted into the NBA, and I believe it was in Los Angeles. He was speeding, through traffic. I don't know how high, you know, how far above the speed limit he was going, but going above the speed limit, ran a red light, ended up getting into a car accident, and he lost his life at 19 years old. He was up, you know, on his way to being drafted into the NBA. He had just signed with, I think it was Clutch, as far as a representation. And so financially, I mean, he and his family, they were going to be set for life, right? So yeah, he ended up getting into a terrible car crash. Like I said, ran the red light, and that's what I read and heard. And he passed away. And again, I started hearing about people saying, well, we don't understand God's plan. And so it's like, I kind of have to laugh because it gets so infuriating for me. Because if you take a step back for a minute and really look at this, first of all, we have speed limits in every city across the nation for things like this. Because if you're going too fast in a particular area, you can get into a bad car accident and something really terrible can happen. So we have speed limits set up to keep everybody safe. At least it helps, right? The same thing goes for red lights. We have red lights everywhere to manage traffic, because if there were no red lights, you'd have even more accidents than what we already have now. We have a lot. And so back to my initial point, God wants us to live long, prosperous lives. So we have these rules in place to keep everybody living long and happy and prosperous lives. But when these rules are broken, it can be even changing lanes, not using your signal wire, changing lanes and things like that. Or, you know, it's life is so fragile. And so we have rules in place that should be followed. And you see that when certain rules are broken, it can become tragic. And so instead of saying that we don't understand God's plan or assuming that this is part of God's plan, we should really instead encourage people to abide by the laws that are in place to keep us safe. The laws that are in place to protect us. Because life is short, life is fragile, and we can't take it for granted. And so we just have to be aware, you know. And of course, we all, you know, in the case of the young man, we all had, you know, been speeding through traffic. We've all been pulled over by the police officers. Sometimes they just give us a warning, hey, slow down. Sometimes we get a ticket and we don't like paying tickets. But it's the principle is the same, is to keep us safe. But we don't do right all the time on our own. We need these guidelines to help us collectively, you know, be safe. And I think for the helicopter crash, they did their investigation. And if I remember correctly, it was just pilot error. You know, if we all think back to that day, it was foggy in Los Angeles County. It was just dense fog. to the point where I believe it was the police didn't fly there, you know, had their choppers grounded that day. It was just foggy. And then to compound the problem, I mean, as we all know by now, Kobe's helicopter didn't have the right equipment on it, you know, for you to fly blind, as, you know, as some would say. So that if you can't see, like, you can, if you literally can't see visually, you still know, you know, where the terrain is around you. So the pilot likely got caught in fog, you know, dense fog, lost his bearings, got disoriented, clipped the side of a mountain. There is no part of God's plan in any of that. What needed to happen is, if you know that it gets foggy in Los Angeles County and you have a helicopter company, you need to make sure that if the pilot is caught in fog, that they can still fly safely and get to where they're supposed to go safely. That's supposed to be on the helicopter. Like, just standard. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to be addressed. And the whole part of people bringing up us not understanding God's plan, it's like, just throw that out the window, because that has nothing to do with it. We have to do better. We have to be more responsible. Companies like that have to be held accountable. If you're going to have customers pay you to get them from A to, you know, point A to point B, you need to make sure that they can get there safely, not just take the money and then say, well, the rest of the risk is yours, you know? Okay. My last point before I close, and I know it's been a heavy episode. I'm just getting all of this out of my system, I suppose. But my last point is, do not become so spiritual or spiritually minded that you lose your common sense. Do not become so spiritually minded or so spiritual that you lose common sense. Because if you are visiting a family who has just lost a loved one tragically before their, you know, they passed away before their time, and you come to them saying, we just don't understand God's plan, you have done them such a disservice. I mean, that's hurtful. So we have to be careful, especially if you're representing God, or if you're saying that you're a Christian, or you just simply believe in God. You have to be so careful when you speak for God. Because if you're telling someone that this is somehow a part of God's plan, it's simply not true. It's simply not true. So I just ask people before they say things like this, especially in these types of situations, be very careful. Be very careful, because Vanessa Bryant and her family, they feel it. That Kobe and Gianna and everyone else in that helicopter accident, they passed away before their time. It was not their time to go. It was not God's plan. They feel that in their heart. We all feel that. And of course, I feel that from my mom, that she was supposed to live long after her 58th birthday. And she passed for completely different reasons. But it was still before her time. And the only thing that the Bible says about God's plan, right? About things like this, about what happens when something horrible happens, something tragic happens, some type of catastrophe. The only thing it says is God can take something bad, can take something tragic, can take a catastrophe and bring something good out of it. But it does not say that that bad, tragic thing that happened was a part of his plan. He just had to take the brokenness and do something with it, because that's all you have left is the brokenness. After the accident, whether it's the helicopter or the car or what happened to my mom, like there's no, you know, explanation that can make that good. God doesn't even call that good. However, life just keeps on going. Unapologetically, it just keeps going. Time just keeps going. Life just keeps moving nonstop. And so then what do you do? You can't get stuck in your brokenness and not move on. So what God does is he takes that brokenness, like I said, and he makes something good come out of that. We saw it with Sandy Hook, with all the kids dying. They opened up this, they started this organization. And now they start, you know, bringing awareness to gun violence in schools. So people are more aware. Teachers are more aware. Children are more aware. And you try to put rules in place so that it doesn't happen again. But the thing that already happened, it wasn't good. There's nothing good about it. And it should have been prevented in the first place. But since it wasn't, this is all we have left. And so I'm hoping that we just get better as a whole, as a society. We get better. We have to learn from accidents, mistakes, whatever it is. We have to learn from it and not repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. Because if you look at, and I'm sorry I have to keep going back to Kobe, because I was watching one of his games with him and Shaquille yesterday, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's gone. But that's not the first helicopter accident that happened like that. It's like a list of the same type of thing. The pilot gets disoriented and you have a crash, and then multiple people, I mean, just people die. And the problem is that that wasn't fixed. The problem, the issue was never addressed. They have this year and a half long investigation. They tell us what the problem is, and then the problem is not fixed. You know, the equipment isn't added to the helicopters so that if the pilot gets disoriented, that they can still fly safely. It was never fixed. I don't even think they fixed it after Bryant's helicopter crashed. So it's like, we have to learn. It's like, I don't know. And the other thing that I have to point out, it's like God, I can only say this personally for my life, but it's like God doesn't do something for me that I can do for myself. He'll give me the answer, and you know, he'll give me the tools that I need to do it, but I'm the one responsible for doing it. And so if it doesn't get done, it's not God's fault. It's on me. I'm accountable for that. It can be something as simple as I'm hungry. I missed breakfast this morning. I'm starting to feel lightheaded. I'm not going to go to God for that. There's food in the refrigerator. Get up and go fix something to eat. It's like we have the capabilities to fix these things, and it's just not being done. And so we can't bring God anywhere into this. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror, understand what needs to be fixed or resolved or addressed, and do it. And until we do that, we're just going to keep going around the same mountains, dealing with the same problems over and over and over again. And so my hope, my prayer is that we face the mirror, we face ourselves as a society, and we just say, you know what? It's time for us to move politics out of the way, or if we're just thinking about profits, moving that stuff out of the way, how much money we're making. This is what it's going to take to fix the problem. Fix it so that we can move on. Okay, so in this kind of went off of the subject of moms, but really the way that I am and the way that I'm addressing this situation and my thinking about God and how just how I see God in my life, a lot of it comes from my mom, because she pushed me to church so often and taught me so much. But then at the same time, there was another side of it that wasn't as spiritual, right? And how that all connects to it. So personally, I have a belief in God, and I'm holding on to my common sense. And if either one of those, if it's out of balance, then something's going to go wrong. So that's how I live my life. All right, so that's this episode, episode 12. And as I said before, is that I will try to have an episode out every week on Wednesday. But again, since this was Mother's Day today, I didn't want to miss saying something about my mom or remembering her. So I'm not sure if this is very uplifting for everyone, but hopefully it's informative for someone and helpful, especially if you've lost a loved one and are wondering how God fits into all of this. Okay. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a good week, and God bless you.